Welcome to Paris and Bazcast, where we answer your property and finance-related questions. And here's this week's topic with your hosts, Gurdev and Anmol Singh.
And welcome back to another episode of Paris and Bazcast, where we bring to you topics that impact property management, sales, and finance, and now commercial, which is another avenue that we've started now with commercial rentals and sales.
Yep.
Hello to everyone coming on.
Yeah, so we're going to another interesting topic today,
talking
about unlocking your equity in your property.
That's right. So lots of questions that we get asked all the time, especially from a mortgage side of things, is what exactly is unlocking equity? Is it worth it? Yeah. What are the benefits? What are the pitfalls? So we'll talk to you about all of that. And as it is a live conversation, if you have any questions while we are live, feel free to send them through. We'll be happy to answer them live as well. So let's get started. So can you just explain in a nutshell, what exactly is equity?
Equity is basically extra funds you've got in your property. It's basically driven by the increase in value of the property.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically increase in value. You can use that equity to buy another property. We'll talk about a number of things you can do with equity you've got in your property. But I think a lot of consumers out there or customers get a little bit confused with equity and serviceability.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, look, my home is worth XYZ. Why can't I borrow this much when I've got this much equity in the property?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll discuss,
talk about all that as well. Perfect. Yeah. So in a nutshell, equity is the difference between the value of your home, current market value of your home, and how much loan you have on your property.
You owe on the property.
Yeah. Now, if you, like, obviously you get your statements, you know what your current loan amount is, but in terms of finding out what your current value of the property is, we're here to help. So do get in touch with us. Happy to provide you a PDF report of your property. All you need to do is just send us your address. We'd be happy to provide that details to you. So that gives you an indication of what exactly is the amount of equity that you have. Now, not all of that equity is something you can take out.
Or a simple calculation is the current value of your property minus your loan balance.
That's correct. So equity, so as you've mentioned already, the two ways to gain equity in your property, A, is just paying down the principal of your loan. So it's not just interest only, you're paying off the principal, you're gaining more of the property, you're owning outright more of your property than what you started off with. So there's the equity part there. Plus the natural market forces, which, for example, now in the last couple of years, our market value has increased. So that has automatically given you more money to sort of cash out for purchases or for renovations. Now, let's talk about that. What exactly are the reasons that you can unlock equity for?
The most important ones we get is purchasing another investment property, purchasing another owner-occupied property, turning your current owner-occupied property into an investment property, renovations, non-structural renovations, holidays, cars. So there could be a number of factors. I'm investing in shares. So obviously, whatever we decide to do with the funds, we've got to tell the bank. And accordingly, the loan purpose is decided upon that.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about the process. Say, for example, if I come to you, I've got $1 million mortgage and my property's worth 1.2 million. I've got 200,000 that I can potentially take out.
So what you've got to be mindful in that situation is normally to take out the equity, we go up to 80%, which is no lender's mortgage insurance. So if we go up above 80% of the total property value, yes, we can go up to 90%, but you'll be incurring lender's mortgage insurance, LMI.
Okay. So that's another important factor.
So you've got to be mindful of that. But if you have paid lender's mortgage insurance previously when you bought the property at 90%, then you'll get a concession or discount on the lender's mortgage insurance if you decide to go back up to the 90% LVR again.
Right.
But if you purchase at 80% and you want to go up to 90%, there'll be LMI applicable at that stage.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So really, you want to be able to make sure that you are only trying to unlock equity once you have a little bit less than 80% of your property's value in your loan amount, so that you're not having to incur that lender's
mortgage insurance. Sometimes it can be beneficial going up to 90%, paying the lender's mortgage insurance, which will give you that 10% deposit to buy the next property.
Absolutely.
So it depends on the individual circumstances, and that LMI can be tax deductible as well.
Okay.
If it's for an investment investment property.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, okay, so we've decided we want to take out the money. We want to go up to 90%. What happens next? Is it a completely new loan?
So normally there's two ways to do it. We can increase the current loan split that you have on your loan with the existing lender, or we can do a new loan split with the same bank. Or if we're refinancing to another lender, then we can do it in one split or two loan splits as well. Okay. Sometimes if the purpose is different, if your current owner, if you've got an owner occupied property, it's better to have that loan split separate and your investment loans split to be separate as well. So for tax purposes, it's more neat and tidy.
Okay. So say, for example, we want to stay with our current lender.
Yeah.
And we want to take out $100,000.
And it's all investment purpose, and say your current scenario is owner-occupied loan, you'll do that as a separate loan split.
Perfect.
So you get the investment loan.
Okay, yeah. So your loan, your existing loan remains as is on an owner-occupier rate. The new loan that you take, which is unlocking the equity,
you'll get an investment
as
loan
an investment
rate, because if the purpose is the investment.
Is the purpose is the investment. Okay, so you don't have to, so you can basically go to your same lender and unlock the equity with them as one loan, as two loans. So you've got the split, so you've got the main. Or you can increase the loan.
But it depends on the purpose of the loan.
Purpose of the
loan.
If
the purpose is the same, say if you need it for non-structural renovations on your owner-occupied property, you've already got a current owner-occupied loan with your existing lender, we can increase that current loan as well. So you don't need to do a separate loan split.
Two splits, okay. So, or the other option is you refinance with another.
Yes.
Which you would only technically do if it's a better interest rate.
So normally what we do is when we're looking at unlocking equity, we get a valuation done from the lenders to see where obviously you get the highest valuation for your property, which will obviously give you the maximum equity cash out. And if the interest rate is low with that other lender, we can refinance and get you on a better deal. Mm-hmm. One thing you have to be mindful of is when refinancing, say you've got a 30-year loan term, you've paid the mortgage down for 5 years. So basically your remaining loan term is 25 years. So you want to basically refinance over 25 years if you want to pay the same amount of interest. But if you refinance over a 30-year loan term, you'll be paying more interest over the life of the loan. If you go over a 30-year period, because you're basically increasing your loan term back by another 5 years.
Absolutely.
Sometimes consumers want that 30-year loan term again because it gives you surplus cash. Mm. Your repayments are to a minimum. So, yeah.
It depends on your circumstances. So it helps in cash flow if you are resetting it to 30. But, 30s. Yeah, bear in mind, you will pay more.
And another thing you've got to be mindful of is if, say, for example, you're consolidating your car loan. Say if it's a 5-year loan, and if you're refinancing that into a 30-year loan term, yes, your repayments will be lower, but at the end of the day, you'll be paying more interest over a 30-year period.
That's right.
So you've got to be mindful of that as well. Mm. So when doing your calculations.
Yeah. So renovations, purchase of car, purchase of investment property, so using that deposit
shares,
as deposit.
Shares,
personal.
Increasing your portfolio. So there's a number of factors where you can do equity cash out. Most commonly used is purchasing your property or renovations.
Mm. And how does the bank know that you've done the right thing? Is there a way to?
You technically should be doing the right thing. Obviously, look, sometimes they ask for evidence as well. If you're buying another property, if it's a large amount of cash out, they'll ask for a contract of sale.
Mm-hmm.
Banks they can ask for evidence as well. So you've got to be mindful of doing the right thing.
Okay, and talking about sort of pitfalls or sort of, I guess, negatives from that point of view, if we were to talk about a short-term scenario.
I've seen when the market was been stable, hasn't increased, probably it's been 4 or 5 years since
that has happened.
But say you've taken equity cash out, the property prices have stayed similar, so basically you're at maximum LVR, loan-to-value ratio, so you know, if the property goes down as well, you could be owing the same amount what the property is worth to the bank. So, which could be a bit of a tricky situation.
So, you could be owing more than what your property is worth.
Probably similar, 90-95%. So, you don't want to be that highly geared as well. Depending on what type of properties. Normally, what I say is with residential apartments, you want to try to keep the LVR lower.
Apartments, absolutely.
Apartments have been going up over the last couple of years, but compared to fully detached housing, the growth is not there.
Not there, absolutely. So definitely keep that in mind if you are purchasing a unit, because typically speaking, the growth on the units is not
compared
as
to the housing is,
quick as compared on to housing. Now, in terms of, is there a timeline to do the cash out? Like, say, if you bought a home. In 6 months' time, you want to,
want to see if the property has increased in value, we can do another valuation on the property and see, obviously, if it's increased in value, we can do equity cash out and see if we can buy another property.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit of that is with your increase in equity, you can fund 100% of the purchase price of your next purchase potentially without you paying a deposit if you have enough equity in the property. So you don't have to have saved for a deposit to buy another property.
Yeah.
Assuming your serviceability and all the numbers stack up.
Let's talk about that, because as we were talking before, is that, look, I've got like 5 properties, but I can't get a loan to get another property. Why is that? So, why would that happen?
That's the most commonly asked question. I've got XYZ amount of properties. I've got so much equity. Why can't I get a loan, even if the rental repayments pay for the loan? But the banks do a serviceability. So basically, they look at your income, the rental income. They do it based on your current interest rate plus a 3% buffer. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be able to service the new debt at the new rate. And obviously, you can service your existing debts with the assessment rate as well. And that's where a lot of the customers come unstuck, because the serviceability becomes an issue where you can't service a new loan. But in saying that, we've got a number of lenders we work with, some second and third tier lenders where your borrowing capacity is sometimes higher, which basically you can get another property.
So it's always worth having a conversation, regardless of how you, whatever your questions might be or how you might be stuck. More than happy to discuss solutions for your individual scenario. So to get in touch with us. Yeah,
some lenders, they use actual payments on your existing debt, so they don't put the 3% buffer.
Oh, they don't put the buffer. Correct. Okay, so well, there you go. Yep. So you've got to talk to the right people to know the ins and outs of that particular lender.
Yep.
Perfect. Is there anything else that you'd like to add in terms of
I think it's
equity.
A great way to have wealth creation, unlocking your equity. Obviously, if equity is sitting in your property, you're not doing much with the funds. I think you're losing out. So increase in equity, you should be buying another property if possible.
Why not?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And without you using your existing savings or funds.
That's right. So buying a property quicker
as well, and building up the portfolio. So once you buy a second, third, and
it all grows from there.
Yeah, or multiplies.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for that. And thank you very much for tuning in for another episode of Paris and Bazcast. And we would be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have from here on as well. And if you have any other recommendations for questions that you'd like us to answer, or any experts that you'd like us to bring on to answer your questions. Thank you very much for watching. We'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel for weekly episodes. See you guys next time.